During the Great Depression, baseball provided many folks an escape from one's troubles. Will it be the same today?
Well, up to a point, yeah. But we've discussed the negatives, so it's just a question of whether you want to escape enough to empty your bankroll, you know, which is in a sense is what we're talking about here. And sure, it's a great escape. I notice already, for instance, if you want some, let's say, some kind of economic proof, that one of the industries doing enormously well right now are motion pictures. Well, it's a relatively cheap pastime, the same as it was during the Great Depression. I used to go to a movie then for 10 cents, spend 5 hours in the movie theater. A double bill, a comedy short, movie tone news, coming attractions, you could spend the whole day for 10 cents, 15 cents at a neighborhood theater. The prices aren't that low now, but it's still within reach. I mean, senior citizens in New York movie theaters now pay about $8 or $8.50, which is not cheap compared to the Great Depression, but it's cheap, relatively speaking. So that's why I assume many people are now going in for motion pictures, as they may conceivably go into baseball, but baseball isn't making it easy on them with these prices.